You're listening to SBS News.
As flames shot out of a two-storey boarding house in Sydney's inner west suburb of Newtown, a resident on the street, Sammy Coote-Smith, was watching.
I just heard a man shouting, asking someone to call the fire brigade, and just lots of big bangs and cracks. And yeah, I just looked out my window and all I could see was like flame going across the bitumen. I sprinted down and yeah, I was just, the man was panicking and just screaming out. And yeah, there was a window that just burst and shattered and outwards.
Boarding house resident Stephen Jones says he heard an explosion.
I was in bed at 1:30 in the morning. I was still awake. I was reading about all the explosions in Ukraine. And this huge explosion shook the whole house. It sounded like a bomb going off. And then it must have ejected all the ceiling tiles out of the roof, because they all then crashed down on all the metal roofs everywhere. So it's like... Anyway, I didn't have much time to think about it. My neighbour in the next room banged on my door and said, "Stephen, you have to get out. The house is on fire."
The fire moved through the building so quickly that people inside were given little time to escape. Paul McGuigan is Assistant Commissioner for Fire and Rescue New South Wales Metropolitan Operations. He says the scenes that followed were horrifying.
The efforts of our firefighters, those that first arrived from our Newtown Brigade, were on scene within minutes and confronted with an extremely traumatic event. You know, people jumping out of the second floor of buildings. We've got a rapidly escalating fire in a very short period of time. But fantastic cooperation and professionalism shown by them, but I should say cooperation by our local community here in Newtown.
After the blaze was put out, authorities found a body inside the boarding house on the corner of Probert and Albemarle Streets. With three other people unaccounted for, police later located another two. Assistant Police Commissioner and Commander of the Central Metropolitan Region, Peter Cotter, has called on the public to help identify the three men found dead.
What we understand is that the three people who we have found dead are men, but we have not been able to identify them as yet. We're working with people inside, other tenants inside the house who know them by certainly their first name or potentially other particulars. But what we are calling for is for members of the public who do know that someone they love or know lives in this house.
Eight others managed to escape, while three people remain in hospital. Among them is an 80-year-old man in a critical condition after he was forced to jump from a second-story window. Assistant Commissioner Cotter has confirmed the suspected cause of the fire.
It was an explosion. The flame took hold extremely quickly. Without going into the scientific evidence so far, it'd be fair to say that some type of accelerant has been used. We're treating this as a murder. We're treating this as a maliciously lit fire.
It's usually a quiet back street in Sydney's inner west, but the revelation that police are now treating this as a murder investigation has left the local community in shock. Luke Rankin lives right next door.
Shocked, disturbed, sad, upset. Really disturbed that this has happened next door to me and to people that I know. And so, yeah, that is horrifying, and I hope they catch this person, whoever did it, because this doesn't happen in Newtown, and it breaks my heart to know that some of people that I know have lost their lives.
Police will continue scouring the fire site and nearby areas in the coming days. They have also appealed to witnesses to come forward as they try to find those responsible. Ariana Lucente, SBS News.